From the studios of WHQR Wilmington, this is Coastline, WHQR's weekly talk show featuring local guests, plus your Thursday questions and comments via calls and emails. I'm Cleve Callison, sitting in today for Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. It's almost summer, and you may have already made your travel plans, but whether you have or not, I invite you to listen in the next hour, and if you're so moved, to share your thoughts and questions about us, because it's our road trip show today. In the next hour, we'll talk about favorite places in North and possibly in South Carolina as well. You know, everybody knows about Grandfather Mountain and Myrtle Beach, and of course lots of people enjoy them, but there are also many wonderful surprises and hidden gems to be found in the Carolinas. So please be thinking about and let us know, what was a memorable road trip or vacation for you? Are you the adventurous sort that wants to find a place that few people know about? And share your favorite vacation memories or tell us where you hope to make some new ones. You can contact us in a couple of ways. You can send an email message to coastline@whqr.org, or you can call our telephone line 910-343-1138 to be part of the conversation. And joining us for Coastline today is Michael Graff. He's the editor of Charlotte Magazine. He's visited many places in North Carolina as a writer for Our State magazine. And although he is a native of Maryland, he has family near Charlotte. He attended High Point University, and he's lived in the Triad area as well as Charlotte. Michael, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here.
You sound good over here in Charlotte.
All right. Good. Yes, I'll tell our listeners, Michael is in Charlotte, and we're actually testing. This is the first live test of our new communication, distant communication system, which we hope to employ many times for Coastline and other kinds of things to do remote broadcasts. And you're coming in loud and clear, Michael. That's great. Also join us here in the studio at WHQR is writer Philip Girard. He's professor of creative writing at UNCW. He is a WHQR commentator and author of Down the Wild Cape Fear, a journey down that river in a canoe or kayak.
I use canoes, kayaks, john boats, and every other kind
Anything.
Of craft you can
okay.
imagine.
All right. And thank you for joining us, Philip.
My great pleasure to be here. Thanks, Cleve.
I welcome you and our audience to join our Thursday conversation for the next hour. Let us hear from you with your emails to coastline@whqr.org or give us a call anytime at 910-343-1138. And so I'm just going to kind of throw it open to our people on the air here, as we're waiting to hear from calls from folks. What are some of your favorite places to visit? Let's start with Michael. What are some of your, let's say, your top two or three in the Carolinas?
Well, I'm the son of a charter boat fishing captain, so I do love the water. And so whenever I can get out of Charlotte, sometimes I try to get over there. And I do like sitting on that waterfront in in Southport.
Yes.
Where the Cape Fear River and the Intercoastal Waterway, and you can sort of see out and you can smell the sea air and the Atlantic Ocean all meet in that sort of where the boats have to come in, taking the sort of Z route into the Cape Fear River. I just love sitting there and just kind of imagining the things that have happened there, the things that have happened on that waterway, things that I've actually read through some of Philip's stuff that have happened on that waterway and the Cape Fear River. It's one of my favorite spots just to kind of sit and think, and it has been for almost a decade now. There are many, many, many places, from Pinehurst, where you can sit in Pinehurst and kind of just forget that you're actually in the real world for a period of time, just the pine trees. Yeah, I didn't learn until recently that those pine trees actually, you know, weren't there when they founded the place in 1895. A lot of them have been sort of ripped down, and a lot of shrubs were there. But it's such a beautiful place to go now and just sit and sort of forget yourself. And then to go west.
Are you a golfer?
I am a golfer like most people are golfers. I go out there and hit things.
Oh, a duffer.
Yeah. But sometimes I can hit a good shot. But.
Okay. We're having a little bit of your voice breaking up here. I'm not quite sure what's causing that, but it seems to be okay now. But we'll keep our ears open for that today. I said two or three places. Is there one other one that would be in your top three, let's say?
Well, I would say Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Charlotte. Being in Charlotte as the editor of Charlotte Magazine, I think there's a lot to do here, and it's I've lived in a lot of places in the state, and this is this place feels like home. It's a good place. So I would say here to your listeners in Wilmington.
The downtown Charlotte has really gone through a real transformation in the last few years. Last time I was there, things were really booming, and I could remember the days. I grew up near Charlotte and remember the days when there wasn't very much downtown.
Yeah, I had a perception of the city before I moved here that turned out to be completely untrue, that it was a city without, I guess, soul. It was a city of bankers. It was a city of this and that. And then you move here and you find a thriving arts community, and you find music venues where you can go watch any kind of music at any time of the week, and tons of great restaurants and little neighborhood enclaves where you can... I live in a great neighborhood where you can walk to 15 or 20 restaurants. So it's turned out to be something different than what I thought it would be.
Well, good. You're listening to Coastline on WHQR. We'd love to take your emails or your comments online or your on the phone. Our number is 910-343-1138, and our email address is coastline@whqr.org. Philip Gerard, I'll ask you the same question. What would be kind of at the top of your list of places to go in this region? And thinking about, you know, road trips, where can you get to within a day of
sure.
this area?
Well, when I go on a road trip, I like to do something physical if possible, even if it's a walk or a hike.
Like build a fence.
build a fence, paddle a kayak, something. I like to learn something that I didn't know before and be, you know, cultural, historical, whatever. And I like to eat well if that's possible. Mm-hmm. And I always like a place that has a story to it. So I just spent a couple of weekends up in Kinston, of all places. You don't think of Kinston as an hour and 20 minutes up the road from Wilmington. And we stayed at the Mother Earth Motor Lodge, which is this beautiful – it wasn't beautiful until it was rehabbed, but it was an old motel. And the guy that owns it has rehabbed it into a replica of the Tropicana Motel from the movie Catch Me If You Can. And it's just gorgeous.
I love that.
It's pastels, and Kinston has in its DNA like the friendliness gene. They're just so nice. Maybe they're all mean as snakes when we leave, but they're really, really nice people and pretty much wherever you go. So – staying there with a block of that, you can eat at the Chef and Farmer restaurant, or Chef and the Farmer, I guess it's called. You've got the Mother Earth Brewery. You've got this great Civil War museum there that has the actual hull of the CSS News, this ironclad that was raised from the bottom of the Neuse River. And indoors, with the superstructure ghosted in piping, it looks like a battleship, and it's quite stunning. And there's a full-scale replica on the street outside you can actually crawl through. And then there's a water park where you can get kayaks. I think they're free first come, first serve, and there's hiking trails. And you can kind of do all that within about three blocks. And I never imagined. I mean, for me, that was a complete surprise. And then the added icing on the cake is because there were several fairly important actions during the Civil War there, there are battlefields. And there's a guy there, Dennis Harper, who will take you out and give you tours. And the visitor center will kind of help you with that. And you can go out, and he's a marvelous storyteller, so that gives you this kind of great story that goes with it all. So that's one of the places I've discovered recently, which I really love.
You're listening to Coastline on WHQR. Our phone number, 910-343-1138, or you can send an email to coastline@whqr.org. What are some of your favorite places in the Carolinas that you like to go? Yeah, so you like, Philip, to kind of do several things at once, you know.
Yeah.
Get something to eat, lots of activities to do, well, you learn something too.
Sure, multidimensional, I think, is the key for me. And one thing, if you go to I also wanted to recommend Raven Rock State Park, which is about 2 hours from here, and you can you can drive there and you can camp overnight there. You can just drive there and day hike it. Miles of trails of all levels of difficulty. I think there's something like 20 species of warbler that nest in the park. There's every other kind of imaginable animal there, along with just this amazing riot of wildflowers and whatnot. It's located at the falls of the Cape Fear, which means it is the high point.
What would be the nearest city or town?
There's nothing.
Nothing there.
If you want to get there by canoe, you come down from Lillington,
uh-huh.
and you first have a really great barbecue meal at Howard's Barbecue right on the river, and then you walk about 40 feet, and there's Cape Fear River Adventures. And they do guided tours, they do floats, they do sunset things, or you can just simply rent gear. And you can go down through the rapids, and the Lanier Falls just above Raven Rock, and you can actually canoe camp there. Now, you need reservations and so forth. But I understand, as of yesterday, I think the river was either cresting or about to, so that there should be safe water from now on.
You're listening to Coastline. We have a caller on the line. This is, I believe it's pronounced Elena or Eliana from Surf City. Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well.
Great. Well, I wanted to join the conversation. I have two places in North Carolina that recently became some of my favorite places. One of them is right in the border with South Carolina in the western part of the state. It's Jocassee Gorges State Park. And
Jocassee Gorge?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's how they pronounce it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry. The first time I heard of it was actually reading National Geographic magazine, and I believe it's one of the places in the United States that has the most gorges per square foot, and one of the best hikes we took was to Jocassee Lake, and it is incredible. It is lovely. And you can camp right on the lake bank in the sand. So we really enjoyed that. It's beautiful in the springtime, especially with all the new blooms. But there's something special about also camping lakeside and in a pretty remote or untouched area of the park.
Elena, we're going to have to take a break in just a few seconds, but you said you had two places. Could you just quickly identify what that second place is?
The other place we recently visited is Shackelford Banks.
Shackelford Banks, okay.
Yep, it's outside of Beaufort.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. You're listening to Coastline here on Public Radio, WHQR. It's 18 minutes after the hour, and we'll be back with more talking about favorite places and little-known gems in the Carolinas here on Coastline. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.